Hey, Neo-lovers, Gossip Grawl here, and we've been busy committing crimes and serving time?
Only kidding, but we have been pretty busy.
I thought you were serving time.
I've been clocking in, I'm working 9 to 5, making living.
Where'd that bail money go? I got a call saying my Gossip Grawl was in detention, I needed to send a few thousand Neo points over.
Hand girl a few Neo points.
Hi, Grawly. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm better because we are recording.
And we're back together.
We are back. We have both been super busy. Yes, committing crimes, doing a little time, but we're mostly just clocking in for the man and down with the patriarchy. How do you feel?
Same.
Capitalism is capitalizing. But all that to say, now our only worry for a few minutes is Neopia. And I'm so excited. I have to talk immediately. We're filming this on March 26th. And today, on March 26th, 2024, is when the Deluxe Styling Studio NC Wearables, the tokens, rotated. And I believe it's Baby, Plushy, and Moroccan, where you can do the old UC art, and it's like a wearable. And so naturally I've spent like $50 today because you know I have a Moroccan army. And I was just showing you, co-hosts, we were screen sharing my new BBs. What do you think of them?
Iconic, as always. I mean, I also then just learned that you could zoom in while screen sharing, so my experience was superb. But
the visuals were visualizing.
They were visualizing, but they were so cute. So, so, so cute. And if you love Moroccans like my co-host does, I really encourage you to check out the customs.
Yeah, it's so fun to have the old art, because when I played as a kid and when these old arts were around, like, girl, I was like my co-host right now. I was broke in the streets.
And Excuse me.
Honey, that omelet was not enough. We had to make that omelet last for a week in this Neo home.
Get and, up into 2 omelets a day with inflation, please.
Seriously. do they not know it's inflating out there? But I did convert everything but my Moroccan Shoiru, which is one of my second favorite. It's been my BB. Because the art wasn't really any different. I don't know if you all noticed that, but I did convert a Teko and an Aisha, the Drake. I did the Sai Bunny, which was a very small change looking at it now. The Akara, which is just iconic. The Ixi, the Kugra, which is the cutest little thing. I'm just dead over it. The Kiri, the Cow. Let's see. The Zafara, the Scorchio, the Mirka, which wasn't a big change, and the Croc. So again, girl, I'll be spending that money.
All the monies, all the points.
But it's for the advancement of all Neopians, aka the world of Neopets.
Aka you.
So PayPal, thanks for being there. Also, before we tell you what we're going to do in today's episode, you can see the title, so you may assume that we're going to be talking about an iconic show. But speaking of iconic shows, it's not just the murders in the building. I want to talk about the only pedos in the building.
Oh, when I wrote it, Nickelodeon?
When I put this in the notes, I feel like you were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I was until it clicked. Sorry.
If you all have not watched...
I haven't watched it. I feel like I watched it all through TikTok.
You know, I had a couple of the people that I see on a daily basis, I almost exposed myself, tell me that they felt the same. And, you know, I understand that. Because I saw a lot of it too. I do recommend watching because, you know, it was like 4 hours, so you obviously didn't see it all. But I was a Nick boy. I'm not sure about you. Just like I was a Neo boy, I was a Nick boy. Even more than Disney, even though I love Disney too. Mm-hmm. And even though I knew the stuff about Dan Schneider, who's like the, you know, it's an insult to Skeeth to call him a Skeeth, but he's so Skeeth. It's so disturbing. And yeah, hearing the stories of Drake Bell, especially the people that wrote letters of support against the, the committed essay. And it was just heart-wrenching. And, you know, my childhood, I was the biggest fan of The Amanda Show.
I know, that's what we've bonded over.
Seriously. And, you know, Amanda Bynes, Done So Dirty, even though I knew some of this stuff, I mean, if you all have not watched it, I think it's on Max. You absolutely must. It was called, what was it called? Like
Quiet on Set.
Yeah, Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Children's Television or something like that.
Yeah.
But you definitely got to watch Quiet on Set. It was disturbing, but it was very, very good.
Well, I will plan on watching it right after I finish my Martha Stewart docuseries.
Your what docuseries?
Martha Stewart.
Freak sakes. You never know about my co-host. She's either going to be needle-pointing for 6 hours. She's going to be talking
painting
about
dogs. Her
yeah. painting dogs. Or she's going to be at the soup kitchen trying to slurp some gumbo.
Just give me a little...
She's at the soup kitchen at the soup fairy. They pour the soup and she looks up and she said, "Might I have one more piece of sausage?"
Oh, just a nibble. You know, you guys, I don't know if I've shared this before in the pod, but I have a dream. I have a dream to have a, like, I guess, like, I would love to say a YouTube for the pod where we do like spoofs or like sketches, because I desperately need a soup fairy music video over 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
And it's living that era when people filmed yes. like the parody videos.
Yes. And you know me well enough. Like I do hair. I'm a hairstylist. So I'm already like, yes, get the wig. Get my little apron. Get my little bandana. I'm ready to stumble out the bed.
Why? Okay, you said 9 to 5, but I just got a vision. When I see the soup fairy there with the bandana, stirring that gumbo, trying to get enough sausages in there for your ass.
You're turning this into a night and after hours thing, I bet.
What I can, no, I promise. I see her like standing in a kitchen with 90s wallpaper and I'm hearing Reba like, "I'm a survivor. A single mom who works so hard," something.
I mean, I kind of am giving that song at all times. But you guys, what do you all think? Do you want us to get some Neopian fairy spoof? Was it spoof? It's not spoof.
It's like a parody? Content.
Yeah, parody content, because I can get my co-host in a wig right now.
And in that moment, when the girl put on her heels, she knew she was at home. I'm ready. I just, the heels have got to be a size 17, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
He's a growl, okay? So I had to say that. So fun. So glad to be chatting with you. I love you so much. Can't wait to see you in 3 days in real life. But today's episode is a fun one because we are playing 3-to-1 Neopets. A game that we love, you know, you love it too, and we are doing it with our current fave show, Move Over, Ugly Betty, It's Only Murders in the Building.
Yes, I binge watched it recently, texted you, and I have just been obsessed since.
It is good, it's really good.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a fourth season? I think so, yeah?
Yes, I think they're planning on making the next season partially based in L.A.,
I wonder if they need some new, like,
actress. Some new residents.
They could be walking down the hall and be like, those people think that, those people think they're 90s era dinosaurs from a children's website that is really occupied by adults. They're kind of weird. Don't talk to them. We're definitely going to be the one murdered.
I love how it went from you to we, but yes, I mean... What I do think we should do in today's episode is we should give it a little twist and decide one of the characters, if not maybe more, we'll see, to be a Morthog. What do you think?
Oh, it's raining Morthogs, and I know which one it is already. I would like to point out, though, I personally, if, again, you've been ever victimized by my co-host, you are due to compensatory damages through a class action lawsuit that I'm currently filing. And I'm currently filing another class action lawsuit because I was warned that if we did not have one that matched, that I would be, and I quote, excommunicated from her life.
Oh, my goodness. I look at this. Squished that in there somehow, but okay.
I am the lead plaintiff, but I welcome other plaintiffs. Okay.
Are you just trying to buy time to figure out who you want to, who's 3-2-1 in you? Oh, but
he's ready.
Everyone ready? So let's start off the character list nice and strong with Oliver Putnam, one of the main people in the podcast. 3-2-1. Quiggle. Kiri. What did you say?
I said Kiri.
I can see why you say that, but I don't think he's as menacing as a Kiri's giving.
You know, menacing is a Kiri. Maybe it's the hair that's giving me Kiri.
It's the hair. It's the hair that's giving you Oliver Putnam for sure.
Why do you say Quiggle?
Look at the Quiggle.
Are you looking at the one where it says number 24, Quiggle?
I'm looking at the species listed on the Neopet site.
Okay. I don't know why I'm on some random website, but the Quiggle is giving major Quiggle. I can kind of see him as a Quiggle. I think that's
fair. If you look on the Neopet site, just where it says all the Neopets under species, just the way he's jumping, I think the enthusiasm, you know.
I see it.
Alrighty. Well, who's next?
So next we have Charles Hayden Savage. Sauvage, if you fancy. And 3-2-1, Scorchio.
No, I said Bruce.
You know, he's kind of giving Bruce. I don't know. I feel like this is somewhere on the site. Is there a Scorchio in a trench coat?
I think so. Let me check.
Like, I know that that's somewhere, and you know, he wears like a trench coat and a hat. Uh-huh. And it's giving that Scorchio. I feel like I know this is a thing. You can probably hear me talking.
I know. It's and I
don't like Nordstrom. Like, hello, do you not know what a Scorchio is? Yeah. Okay, if you all know what I'm talking about, please comment or message us online and, you know, let us know. I think that's a good plug, too, before we get to the next character. As a reminder, you can stream this podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and we would so appreciate a 5-star rating. But we love chatting with you online. So, co-hosts, tell them where they can find us on Instagram.
You can find us at Gossip Girl on Instagram, which is G-O-S-S-I-P. Grawl, and I'm pretty sure you can hit our inbox. Do you want to share our email address?
Yes, it is gossipgrawlpod@gmail.com. I hope so. Is that right?
You know what? If we're wrong, you're just messaging a stranger.
Exactly. If it's wrong, why the hell do they have the email? Because they're not Gossip Grawl.
All right. And speaking of something strange, let's move right on to our next character, which is Mabel Mora, aka Selena Gomez, aka, actually, she's not my baby girl, but she is after watching the show. But if you're ready, 3-2-1, Morthog. Mora. What?
Did you give her the Morthog?
Absolutely. She's kissing everyone on that show.
Oh, that's not who I was giving the Morthog, obviously.
Well, strike three.
What's that? A hat? Crazy, funky, junky, yeah. Overslept, hair and slightly, trying to look like Gossip Growly. We've been there. We've done that. We see right through your funky hat.
So thank you, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yes. That's cute. Trying to look like Gossip Growly. That needs to be a shirt.
We should make that a thing. Also, we talked about merch in our last episode, I believe, and also on Instagram.
And we've made no progress. LOLs.
We have a design for some pins and some buttons and some stickers. So if you all want that, we'll put that in our next caption or our next Instagram post. Yes. And we'll drop something maybe this spring. But did you say Zafara?
I said Zafara because, you know, she's like kind of giving low-key cool girl. And Zafara gives that for me.
So you don't regret your decision?
No. I stand firm.
Well, there's always time for somebody else to be a Morthog, and perhaps one day we'll agree.
That's true. And the next person is Teddy Demas.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking myself, okay, 3, 2, 1, Tia.
Oh my gosh.
I almost said Skeeth.
I wish you did, but I see why you said Chia.
I said Chia because, you know, he, like, funded the podcast, and he's, like, got the sketchy-ass business, so it's giving Nigel.
You're right. It is giving Nigel, but he's also giving Banker that has no remorse.
That's so true. That's so true.
All right. I respect your decision, though we, like, both agree to disagree.
I feel you.
And that brings us into Teddy's son, Theodemus or Demas? Dimas?
I'm not sure. When I said that, I was like, I'm not sure I said it right. Because it's been, I watched it like when it, you know, I've watched the seasons as they've come out. So it's been a hot minute since I've watched.
Hmm. Well, hopefully your long-term memory and my short-term memory will give us the same answer in 3, 2, 1.
Grundo.
Elefante.
Why did you say Elefante?
Look at his eyes. Look at his eyes. Elefantes look so sweet, but they look like they're easily misguided.
Teddy has such a heartwarming storyline, you know, because in a complex storyline, you know.
Mm-hmm, yes.
A few moments, but, you know, there are times that you feel kind of attached, but he's different. And I don't know, he's just giving Grundo for me.
I feel that. I
sketchy in season 3. I can't remember.
No, you're sketchy in season 1. I think he's always a little sketch. But as are Grundo's.
Yeah. Yeah. I stand firm. I think that the next one we're actually going to get.
I actually don't. And I'm terrified.
If we do not get this, your name is not or Gossip Growl.
It's not. It's not.
Because what I'm about to say is such a you thing to say and something we've talked about. So bring it, okay? Detective Williams, the Icon Legend star. 3, 2, 1. Jub Jub.
Oh my God.
You always say that 3 Jub Jubs are Kiko Cat in a trench coat. And that's giving detective. You know it is. I am about to come through this podcastle.ai sponsor us, please, or at least comp our membership. But
I just had a flashback to when that guy I went on a date with told me, do you remember this?
Terry?
No, the other guy. The guy, I can say his nickname. For everyone who wants to know, I once had low standards, and his nickname on my phone was Kidney Stone Joe, but his name wasn't Joe. But he said to me once, don't pretend you're not 3 raccoons in a trench coat. And I lost it.
Yes.
But
which neopet do you think gets kidney stones the worst?
Oh my gosh, kidney stones.
I'm thinking Nemo. The way those legs are popping up, they're peeing, that Nemo is peeing and it hurts.
I think Norbu.
Which one?
Norbu?
Oh, Norbu, the llama.
Yeah.
Those are kind of cute. Have you ever seen the one that looks like a piñata?
What?
I don't know if it's the toy or plushie. Let me see. I think it's toy Norbu. You all are probably like screaming. Oh my gosh, look up toy Norbu. You're going to want one.
Okay, hold on.
If you've never wanted a Norbu, you're about to, because it is very you and also very cute.
Well, give me just a second, because you know how I text and how I don't actually know how to spell things. It's, oh my gosh.
Norbu.
Ganorbu.
Isn't that cute?
So cute. It's kind of giving Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, 100.
All right. We're off topic.
We always get off topic. Okay.
What did we say? So I said, you said Jub Jub?
I said Jub Jub because you're always talking about them in trench coats. And then we got on Kidney Stone from there.
Okay, but scroll down as we talk and then...
I'm looking at the graphic that we've looked at in the past. You're on the site, and I'm not sure the site, if you're like, are you on the create a Neopet or the list a Neopet?
I'm on the all the Neopets, list a Neopet, and all the Neopia. Before we've looked at the Jelly Neo.
Oh, okay. I'm on the same one. And I just got on there. Which one were you telling me to scroll down to? The Zweetalk? Zweetalk. See, I'm just not giving it. It's not giving for me.
Maybe I'm not thinking of Detective Williams and I'm just thinking of Divine.
I think you're like, you had a little nut and bolt jelly before you logged on.
Maybe I'm just fangirling, but let's keep this rolling right into Will Putnam, who's Oliver Putnam's son. 3, 2, 1, Lupe.
Tonu.
What?
I said Tonu because he's just like kind of there, but you know, Loop is better. I kind of just said the one I was looking at because I didn't know. I'm trying to justify my answer. There's no justification. He's totally a Loop or a Lupe.
Thank you. Are you just scared for another strike against your name? But
I'm scared that I'm going to be excommunicated from your life.
You should be. No. It was either Jellert.
7 years.
It was either Jellert or Lupe.
Say again.
Was it Jellert?
Yeah, he's giving dog.
Yeah, he's absolutely giving dog because he's like,
giving a golden retriever.
Because he's super, he's consistent and he's stable, but he's not like in your face.
Agree. Well. Okay, this next one I feel very passionate about, and I hope that you're not going to say the other option that I'm less passionate about. Okay. Next, we have Bunny Folger or Folger.
There's only one answer to this.
Agree. And that's why I'm afraid we're going to be wrong.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Psybunny.
Oh my God. Psybunny's too obvious. I almost chose Psybunny. But that fur around the Oozle's neck is so giving bunny.
Look at I'm.
I mean, Psybunny, I mean, obviously it makes sense, Bunny, but like, and the Psybunny fur, it's kind of giving Bunny Folger too, or Folger, however you say it. But I don't know, the Oozle's like giving it for me.
Valid. I think Psybunny just like, maybe I would say Oozle's like young bunny and Psybunny's like current day bunny.
Yeah, if I were to actually choose... Bunny, because Bunny is an older character. I think she's probably giving. Oh, she's 100% giving elderly girl Psybunny. Or have you ever seen the elderly girl Grundo? She has like a Martha Washington wig on.
No.
With like the really tight curls. You're going to love her. And you're going to love the sandals on the toes.
Please. I'm going to be screaming.
In this exact moment, we're coming back, we promise. You need to Google elderly girl Grundo right now.
Okay.
Because you are going to hoop and holler.
I'm scared. Okay.
You are going to love it.
I do not.
Look at these toes.
The toes.
Oh my gosh, Shelson, you love weird toes.
What?
May I remind you of the seashell incident, and we're not going any further.
All right. Okay. Let's reel it in with a little bit of our favorite interesting neighbor. Angriest neighbor, I guess. And potentially, like, the most, I don't know, she's a lot of things, but Uma Heller. 3, 2, and one.
Mortog. She was my Mortog.
I like, why?
Look at her. She's literally a Mortog. I look at her and I just hear, I mean, I just do. She's like hopping around, getting the scoop, nosy nabes, leaving her like frog slime. She's, you know, she kind of gives like Ross of Monsters, Inc. She is a Murtaugh.
I would love to do a Monsters, Inc. crossover episode one day, but she's definitely giving Ross from Monsters, Inc.
Hey,
Buddy Ross, and her both
you
are.
You forgot to file your taxes. A.K.A. co-host, file your motherfucking taxes. Okay. Listeners, that I won't call that explicative. Please file your taxes. Loves you.
XOXO, Gossip Girl. Okay.
But not really. We're done. Come back.
So let's swiftly move
on. We do have a couple honorable mentions.
Yes. Yeah.
And the first one
is Sting. I'm sorry, you guys. We just have the giggles today.
Oh, shoo. I needed this. Okay. Sting. Three. Two, one, Lenny.
Rookie. Okay.
Rookie. Why Rookie? I'm not mad at Rookie.
I just think rookies are underrated.
And you're saying Sting deserves his flowers?
I thought Sting and I thought Rookie and the little pinchers. I should have said Buzz, but...
In honor of the iconic MTV show from the early 2000s. Next!
Okay. So next is Detective Krebs, which is Michael Rappaport.
I'm ready. This is their chance. This is our chance to save our friendship and the podcast.
I don't think we can. But,
We can.
Okay, Michael, he's a detective. Okay, he's a detective.
Think what I'm going to say. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready?
3, 2, 1.
Jub, jub. You better work.
So we've got 1 out of 9.
Which is a majority in...
But I did bring you to my side with Charles Hayden Savage being a Bruce.
That's true. And I also agreed with your Lupe or Galert.
Oh, yes. So audience. So our wonderful listeners.
We pretty much have everything. We've chosen all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, essentially. Okay. I'm so excited that I got C.S. Pateki. And
okay. We could also redeem ourselves here because I have a feeling. That's my only hint.
Oh, my gosh. C.S. Pateki. I feel like I knew, and it's now no longer in my head. Okay, yeah, I do. 3, 2, 1, Yerbal.
Murtaugh. Oh my god.
When I look at a Yerbal, I feel like I've said this in an episode or I'm going cuckoo, but like Yerbal's giving Jersey for me. C.S. Pateki. Yerbal's like, some extra tomato. You want a little salam on your Sammy? Extra mayo? Oil vinegar? You know, I mean, like, boy's head Italian, it's giving that. Yerbal makes the most iconic boy's head Italian. Extra tomato, extra pickle, double the mayo, baby. Yerbal gives that for me. And that name is C.S. Pateki.
I feel like you must have made, if we talked about Gio from Betty.
It was Gio.
Yeah. I think that's what happened.
And if I didn't choose Yerbal for Gio, I'm really going to be humbled. But there's something about the characters that we choose and my affinity for cold cuts.
You know what? I've never seen you not turn down a pub sub, which I get it.
I like a cold cut. What can I say?
I will say I picked Murtaugh for the exact same reason as prior, because C.S. Pateki's kissing everyone on set.
I think that's a fair Murtaugh, yeah. The little kissy Murtaugh, so cute.
A little. Which leads us into... Actually, I don't want to smooch this person, but they are an iconic person, and I mean, they're not bad to look at. And that would be Ben Glenroy. To be honest, I'm kind of giving up on you.
I've never given up on you.
Well, You know what? This is a free for all. I don't care.
It's a crock.
What?
Ben's a crock.
A crock?
Yeah, Duff.
Because he's giving a little like piratey and with a soft center.
Yeah. You just kind of, it's like hard exterior, but look at that little poochy belly. You just want to pet it.
I think he's giving Bloomeroo.
Oh, he's giving phallic nose?
Yes, and he's giving, cool. Like, some people love him, some people hate him, but either way, you can't get away from him.
But either way, he wants to balance on Jelly Supreme. You heard it here. Oh, my Cardi?
It's Tennessee. No, it's actually...
It's me, little cum.
It's actually Finlandia.
Yeah, I'm like, Cardi, is that you? You're like, no, I'm wearing a turtleneck. So let's round the base with Loretta. And again, MF, we're not going to get it right. 3, 2, 1. She Walk was my Murtaugh.
Oh.
She's giving, I mean, Meryl Streep is giving Murtaugh.
Okay. I feel it. Because she's so sassy?
There's a cream for that.
What? Is this a reference I'm missing?
No, you just said you feel it. And I'm like, you're feeling something. There's a cream for that.
Ew.
I don't know, Meryl. I love you, BB. You're an icon, legend, star, but you're giving more talk for me.
You said
Walkie?
Yes.
You know, I kind of like Walkie. I mean... You know, general.
Not Meryl. I'm not saying Meryl's walkie. I'm saying Loretta's walkie.
Well, walkie, Murtaugh, what's the diff at the end of the day?
What's the diff? Only a few furs and a few slimy kisses.
Oh my gosh. Did you hear that scream? Or was that some Murtaugh's mating?
BRB, I guess we gotta go find out. XOXO.
Gossip Grawl. Bye.